anyway, we've got Mitch Marlowe in the station, and he is here to talk about lots of different stuff. Welcome to the show, Mitch.
Thanks.
Good to have you back.
Good
it's
morning.
Always fun to be here.
So why don't we, for those who don't know who you are, why don't you introduce yourself, and then we'll get into all the stuff that you're here to talk about.
Sure. My name's Mitch, as you mentioned. I grew up in this town, Champaign, and I've lived in Chicago for many years, and I've been back for about 11. I've been in music for quite a long time as a musician in the music business, and currently I work at the Virginia Theater. My new title is Operations Manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I spend a lot of my time at the theater, a lot of my time with my guitar, and life is simple.
And busy.
And busy lately, yeah. Very busy, yeah.
Well, tell us what has been going on at the Virginia. I know it's been kind of closed down to the public for some remodeling and things like that, but it's now open and there are activities. What remodeling was done, and what can we expect here in the near future?
Yeah, so yeah, we were closed, from starting in January 1st for about just over three months. The main purpose of it was to renovate the FLY system. That's the motorized, computerized system that brings all of the poles above the stage, the ones with curtains, lights, set pieces, projectors, the movie screen, all these things up and down, side to side in some cases. And it's a very critical system for us to have operating well. And the current system we had was just becoming unsupported, and so if we had any issues, we had something in the air, we can't get it back down. So it's a critical system. It's not something that you would walk into the theater and go, oh, look at that. You don't even see it. It's all behind the scenes. So that was the main thrust of the closure. But we also had we took advantage of the downtime to do some other projects, some other renovation work, some electronic key systems throughout the building, which is very extensive. Boring stuff. Even more boring than a FLY system. But
exciting for the people who work there. That makes your life a lot easier,
Oh, I'm yes. Sure. Uh-huh. The people that operate, the stagehands that operate the FLY system are thrilled about it. It's really great. It's got more bells and whistles. It works really well. It's an impressive thing if you're, into that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and obviously you are, because you've got a big smile on your face when you're talking about it. So that's good.
Yeah.
So you've gotten through Ebertfest. That went well, I'm assuming. We were out of town, I think, that weekend. Uh-huh. But so that went well, and you've got other stuff coming up.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about that. What other shows are coming to the Virginia?
Well, there was a lot being announced weekly right now. So I would advise people to keep their eyes on the website, because there's things being added constantly. The next big show, the big concert that's coming up, is Buddy Guy. He's returning.
Yes.
I saw that notice.
Yeah, he had canceled before for some reason, and now he's back.
Well, he actually, when he canceled, he rescheduled and then came back last summer.
Ah.
So he actually did come back.
Okay.
But that was called the Damn Right Farewell Tour, and this is called the Damn Right Encore Tour. He didn't want it to end quite yet. He wasn't done. Uh-huh. He was fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's getting up there, too. How old is Buddy now? He's got to be close to 80, I would think.
Oh, he's in his 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
He's well in his 80s, and amazing. He was just amazing.
Yeah,
and so we're looking forward to that. And there's a new movie out called Sinners. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Mm-mm.
It looks really great. I don't know much about it. My friends that have seen it told me very little, because they don't want to spoil it. But Buddy is in it. Buddy Guy is in the movie. Michael B. Jordan he's in it. It's apparently a social commentary, thinly veiled as a vampire movie, and it's set in the crossroads. So there's some kind of analogy to the Robert Johnson and Selling a Soul. Apparently, Buddy is in after the credits, and it's apparently a very significant part of the movie, even though it's brief and after the credits, and that's what I've been told.
That's kind of
a teaser right there.
Yeah, that's the teaser to myself too. I mean, I can't wait to see it.
Okay.
So yeah, Buddy Guy, That's June 24th. June 25th, the day after Jay and Silent Bob. You might remember them from their like Clerks and other the Jay and Silent Bob films.
Yeah.
Silent Bob is Kevin Smith, who, you know, of course, went on to become a very big filmmaker. And so they're just doing a two-man show talking about movies and life and whatever. So so that's also in June. Then I'm going to jump to October. I'm skipping a lot of things. There's a lot of local programming, but MasterChef's All-Star Live. So if you've seen that on TV, you know, food competitions and challenges, that's October 12th.
So how does that happen on stage at the Virginia?
They're going to set up kitchens on stage.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And with a new fly system, they can do that, apparently. See?
We'll just drop down an oven, you know, from the sky. That might be dangerous. especially if it's gas oven, I suppose. So, yeah, I have really not seen the show, but I know the people that have that are into it are really excited about that. We've had some callers, you know, people calling to the box office that are really excited. So thought I'd mention that. The one I'm most excited about personally is October 24th, and that's Elvis Costello and the Impostors with Charlie Sexton on guitar. Mm-hmm. He's got some of his original Attractions members, Steve Naive on keys, Pete Thomas on drums, Dave Farraghy on bass. I had to look him up, but he was with... Elvis before, he was in Cracker, he played with John Hyatt, Richard Thompson, and then of course Charlie Sexton, who I've seen a number of times with Bob Dylan, and I remember when his debut album came out when he was 17 or, you know, Beat So Lonely it was called, in the early 80s, so really amazing talent. So that's some shows that are coming up. There's a lot more on there. There's some community programming, some youth theater, youth dance, dance recitals. We'll be starting up movies in June, and like I said, there's always something. Yeah.
Yeah. So, are there any tickets left for Elvis Costello?
Yeah, I think so.
Can't be many. It didn't look like there were many when we got ours. So.
Okay. Good. I mean, well, good and bad, right?
It depends on your perspective, right. I suppose.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've always felt about gigs. Is like I don't really like going to see a band in a crowded bar, but if I'm playing, I'm always grateful that it's a crowded bar. You know.
That's right.
Yeah. So what else is happening through the Park District? Because the Virginia is part of the Park District.
Yeah, the Virginia is just one of the facilities of the Park District. We're we're sort of the oddball one, right? You know. Mm-hmm. We're more entertainment than recreation, I suppose you could say. A couple of things this weekend. There's an art exhibit at Springer Cultural Center that's on Randolph and Hill. It's called Echoes of Influence, and it's art by a painter named Sarah John, J-A-H-N. Mm-hmm. I've looked at some of her stuff online. She looks really, really talented, and... she paints in oil. At least the stuff I saw was oil. She might do other mediums too. Mm-hmm. But that's running through June 21st. So that's there for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's already up. There's also at Martin Center, there's the Administration for Community Living, ACL. They're leading the nation's observation of Older Americans Month. And it's a time to recognize, I'm reading this here just to refresh myself, a time to recognize older Americans' contributions, highlighting aging trends and reaffirm our commitment to serving older adults. It's a talk at Martin Center tonight from 1 to 3 p.m. And questions about aging, taboo topics, etc. So, and they're showing a documentary called Aging in America, Survive or Thrive. Sounds like an interesting thing there. And that's at the Martin Center on Market Street today.
All right. And you have a gig tonight.
Yeah.
Talk
about that.
Yeah.
Well, and so, you know, of course, we're big fans of the K-Tells, a power trio. For anybody that doesn't know the K-Tells, what can be expected tonight at 8 o'clock?
Huh. Well, we play basically 60s and 70s music, and in anything's fair game within that, anything from funk to rock and roll, to something more soul, a lot of British stuff, Occasionally, we dip our toes into the 80s and cheat a little bit. We've got some Springsteen stuff we've pulled in. Tonight, we did a benefit for First Gig Rock Camp recently. We were one of several bands that did all Beatles songs. So we already play a few Beatles tunes, but we learned a John Lennon song and a Ringo song that we'll be doing tonight. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. You don't hear bands playing Ringo too often, I don't think.
That's true.
Yeah, and it's fun. I was a fan.
Well, and I have to say, some of the Beatles songs you do, which, you know, we saw you do one at Alto Vineyards, and I forget which Beatles song it was, but it's not one that bands normally play of the Beatles.
I'm wondering which one that was.
Strawberry Fields.
Yeah. Oh, Strawberry Fields.
Yeah, I mean, you don't hear people do Strawberry. That's a little tough, I think, to take on for most bands.
It was a fun challenge, and we just, Jack and I, the other guitar player, we just decided to just dive in. I mean, Kenny does a lot on it too, the drummer, and but on this one, there is only so much guitar, and there's only so much bass. And so we're a trio, bass, guitar, and drums. So Jack on guitar learned all of the mellotron parts, the keyboard parts, the whatever. I don't even know what one of the instruments is, some kind of harpsichord type instrument. So he's playing all of that plus the guitar parts. And then on the recording, I actually recently learned this, that John had made a demo of the song with the band, I think, and then he had George Martin do a version that was like strings and brass, and one of them favored one and one favored the other, and so they found a way to merge the two, and they were different tempos, so they had to speed one of them up and slow one of them down, and then they found a way to seam them together, and you can hear that in the song because McCartney's bass just disappears and then it's all cellos from that point on. And so on bass, I start out playing the McCartney's parts, and then I just learned all the cello, you know, the various cello parts, and try to, you know, obviously there's multiple cellos, so try to find the essence of those cello parts and play it on bass. Uh-huh. So it's not something we could have kicked out pretty fast. We had to work on it, but it's fun. It's a really fun one. One of my favorites to do.
Well, and I have to say, you do that very, very well. You know, it comes across, I mean, very well, the easily recognizable, all the parts of the song, which of course are many.
Yeah.
And so,
well, thank you. Yeah, it's fun. It's a really, that was a fun one. Mm-hmm. I was proposing to the band we take on I Am the Walrus in the same in the same manner, so we'll see if we're up for that.
Yeah. Well, it should be a fun time. It always is.
Yeah, thank you.
So yeah, go out and see the K-Tells. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be playing Friday Night Live, I understand, but the end of the season.
Yeah. So we are playing August 22nd. It's the last night.
Yeah.
And I believe we'll be playing out by Poor Brothers out on, right out here, right in front of the station.
Yeah. Yeah. And do I understand correctly that you're going to have the Murder Hornets play with you that gig?
We've invited them, and I think they're on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jack told me they were, so I'm depending on it.
Yeah. We ran into Jeff and Scott. Jeff Helgeson and Scott Frillman are the Murder Hornets. Jack named them. Hornets being horn section, right? Uh-huh. And they said they're available, so I hope so. Mm-hmm. And they every time they play with us, They bring their charts from last time, and then either they request new songs or we come up with new songs. So by the time we get to August 22nd, they'll have a whole book of charts, and maybe we'll even be able to keep them up the whole show.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, hey, before we go, tell us how we can stay updated with activities at the Virginia. What's the website we need to go to?
Yeah, the website is thevirginia.org. So that's just one word, thevirginia.org, and that's our website. The box office is open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on weekdays, so there's always somebody there that can answer questions to or help, you know, with tickets or information as well.
And if you sign up for the newsletter, you get advance ticket sales on shows that are coming up.
That's right. Yeah, we have a newsletter we send out about once a week. It's just information about upcoming shows, and anybody that signed up for it, Whenever available, they get to adhibit tickets before the public.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah,
for sure. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Mitch Marlowe, operations manager for the Virginia Theater.
Congratulations on
musician
that.
Musician and board member for WEFT.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that, too.
Well, so do I. It's so fun to be involved with the station.
Great.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Sure.